Come on.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, if it's a bit of professionalism here, boy.
You know the fart leg, don't you?
Yep. You're up, mate.
All right, well, obviously going down to Mount Gambier to take on Richmond. What do you hope to get out of this game that you maybe have worked on during the week following that Saints clash?
Yeah, look, each of our JLT games is just about growth for us and continuing to develop and build towards round one. So we're really happy with how we finished off with our efficiency and ball movement last week, and we'll continue to build on that this week.
So what have been the main points of training this week that you'd like to see in the Richmond game?
Just continued improvement. You know, like last week was a good chance to get started and play against some opposition. We just need to build on that and just keep getting better. Building up to the Swans in round one.
A couple of the young kids were quite impressive last week. How exciting is that to see their progression through this pre-season?
Yeah, that's why this time of year is great, to give them an opportunity. So we had Houston, Bonner, these types of guys, Atlee last week, Drew this week, get opportunities to play. So it gives us a chance to really look at them at the level. And it's exciting for them, and they bring great intensity to our group.
Someone like Houston, have you been surprised with his development over the off-season?
Dan's got a heap of talent. He's a second-year player. He had some body issues in his first year, and he showed over pre-season what he can actually do. His ability to intercept mark and his kicking is just a great weapon. So he's got AFL attributes and showed that he can play at the level. It's just got to be continued improvement for him from here on in.
So do you reckon those young players could seriously be pushing for a round one spot?
Yeah, the good thing about probably where we're at the moment is it's really competitive for spots. So having injuries last year and having guys like Bonner and Snelling late in the year get opportunities, they now feel that they can play at the level, and they're showing they can play at the level. So it is a lot more competitive for spots. And I think, if the young guys are in form and ready to go, they'll get every opportunity.
And how important is it to get Robbie Gray and Darcy Byrne-Jones back for this game?
They're important parts to our side, definitely. Robbie's, I think it's his 11th pre-season now, so his program's just been managed, building towards round one. Darcy had a real breakout year last year, really strong part of our group, and it's great to have him back in the side this weekend.
Right for the teacher. Especially Robbie, how much leadership does he provide to that midfield group, given that you'll probably be throwing some younger guys in there to have a go?
Yeah, look, both midfield and forward, Robbie's a really experienced player and brings a lot to our group, not just in helping those younger guys, but also he's a quality player and gets his hands on the footy, and that helps us as well. So, we like him back in our side.
And how do you go managing his workload in these final two games? Will he effectively play all four quarters, or will you try to manage his output to a half? Or?
Yeah, look, being his first one up, he'll manage his minutes this week, building strongly the week after, and that will have his preparation ready to go round one.
And how do you go with the ruck combination in these last couple of games? Will you finalise on your best two, or will you continue to play Jacko, Paddy Ryder, Matty Lobe?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it's probably the first time in a number of years where we've actually had a group of fit ruckmen ready to play and competitive. And, as you mentioned, Ryder, so he's obviously coming off 12 months off last year, so we've got to really manage his program. Lobie's had a really strong pre-season. Trengo showed what he can do last year. And then we've also got Frampton and Latham sort of pushing through in that group as well. So, again, the competition for spots there is really strong. I guess there's no sort of lock-in position there, and it's the next few weeks are going to be important, so we need to give them all a chance to show what they can do and what type of form they're in.
So you haven't settled on who the starting two will be for round one?
No, I don't think we have, no. Trent Grove's obviously playing a bit forward. We know Paddy can play there as well, so it's just what combination we think works best for the side.
Cool, I think I'm done.
Thanks, Jets.
Thank you very much.